What's up, everybody, man? It's another episode of D-Start Show. Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for coming out to Gary, Indiana, to our live show, man. It was a great show. Hey, what's going on, Akiva?
What's going on, D, y'all? The last show was so fucking lit. Like, if you ain't come through, if you ain't check it out, you really missed a time, y'all. Like, I'm sick
of it. We had a great time, man. I want to give a shout-out to Daryl, man, the club owner that gave us the opportunity to have our first live show, man. It was great. We had a great time. Calvin and the club owner, we had a roasting section, man. It was a good time. If you missed this one, you get another opportunity. We actually playing the one here in Cincinnati coming up soon.
Real soon.
What's going on, Cav?
Just feel like a goddamn, I got attacked by a bear, dog.
Boy, this weekend, man, we had a ball, man. Man, shoot. Started Friday afternoon for me, man, and well, I've been downhill ever since, boy.
Mm-hmm. Y'all old. Y'all need some vitamin C, some milk or something.
But hey,
it was worth it, though.
It was worth it, though, man. The live show, man. Everybody that's listened to us, man, on the podcast, it was a totally different experience. The audience, my staff, everybody being together, man, we had a great time.
Yeah, I for sure had a great time. Like, shout out to Gary, Indiana. Like I said, everybody that drove down, too, from Cincinnati. It was a lot of people in the building. Everything went well. I think for the first time, it was great. You know what I'm saying? It was a learning experience, and I think the crowd was messing with us. Everybody that came through was messing with us, and I definitely felt like it was a good time to do, like, some team bonding and whatnot. So, like I said, if you missed out on the last show, you definitely missed out on the time. I mean, it was games. It was prizes. It was giveaways from gift cards to vanity mirrors, to big screen TVs. We had everything like going down and popping. So yeah, shout out to Daryl for even letting us come through, use the space, had a nice little comedy set. It was live for sure.
Hey, another shout out, man. I know a lot of y'all think Jordan is just a host on the show. He's actually the show manager, man. Thank Jordan a lot for lining us up, making sure that we was on point, making sure we didn't misbehave, man. So we gotta give a shout out to Jordan also.
Shout out to Jordan. He definitely absolutely did his thing. I had, you know, told him privately and in public, gave him his flowers. Like, he did a good job with just, you know, purely managing things, keeping us on track and keeping everything together. It's a lot that goes on behind the scenes for us to do this and for us to, you know, provide good quality and good content for our listeners all the time. So shout out to Jordan. Shout out for the whole team for coming through. We made things happen. We was on the streets, hitting the pavement. Day one, y'all came out here. We linked up. D and Calvin came down from Cincinnati with their families. We linked up. We planned, you know, some things. And we hit the streets. We hit the bars. We hit the community, putting out flyers and just letting everybody know to slide. People slid. And it was, for sure, a good time.
Hey, Calvin, you went back and laid down and went to sleep, man. They killed me out there, man. I ain't getting up like 5 in the morning. I feel like I was in high school again.
Dog, I had to go back and lay down, dog. I'm getting old, boy.
Man, ain't no way Calvin Young ass had to go back home and go sleep. Hey, fam, when I say we was outside putting in that work, like, we went everywhere from bars to casinos to clubs to hookah lounges. Hey. We literally slid everywhere, like, letting the folks know.
Look, I work a full-time job, not high inventory. I work 13 days in a row, 15-hour days, and then hit the road. So I was tired.
But, hey, but we had a time, though. But we
it was worth time. It.
We had a time last night.
Man, once again, man, shout out to Daryl once again, man. If you in the
game. Hey, shout out to that raccoon-looking motherfucker.
Hey, even Cameron got into it. Well, not getting into it. It was all fun and games, man. We had a good time while we was out there. Hey, what's going on? Hey, the MTV Awards was last night. Anybody yes. last night?
And you know my wifey did her damn thing last night, dog. You hear me? When I tell you, she the queen of shade. She waited till all her ops got in the goddamn audience, then dropped a new song. Boy, she held out. She told them hoes, like, I know y'all look up to me. Y'all don't look up to her. Y'all look up to me. I said, ooh, she hard. She hard.
The shade was ridiculous.
The shade was ridiculous, though. But let me tell you something, though, dog. That's she giving me Pink Friday vibes. And I'm ready for this album. in November.
That's for sure. She is dropping a new album. Nicki coming through with the was it the Pink Print 2?
No, 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 don't play with me. Pink Friday 2.
I really didn't know. Like, I don't. Okay, thanks, Calvin, for
letting us know. Hey, Nicki didn't get an award too.
I mean, no, she did win an award for the best rap song for Super Freaky Girl. She deserved it, man. Like, she got over 100 hits that hit the top 100. So she deserved everything that come her way.
Hey, shout out to
shout out to other women too. You feel me? Doja Cat, Ice Spice, Taylor Swift, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. You guys did y'all thing on y'all performance. You feel me? But in my opinion, so.
Hey, correct me if I was wrong. Everybody watched last night, right? You watched it, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
I feel like every woman was half dressed, man.
Yes, it was.
I'm like, man, come on, man. And then I'm
not. Hey, we're not finna do a woman fashion contest.
I'm like, man, come on, man. No, everybody was half ass naked last night. Mary J, you was half naked. It's come on, man.
They can embrace their bodies. This is the VMAs. It's shock factors. It's wow factors. Y'all giving Nicki her praise, but she was half dressed, two see through things going.
Hold
on 1 minute, y'all. Hey, I'm on a show.
We said that about Nicki, but we gonna stray lightly on Nicki though. I don't want to eat none of y'all up. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm just saying we ain't gonna go into that, man. But you know. Right, we go. That's another topic, man. What's going on with you, Joy?
Man, nothing. Listening to what y'all was finna get started on, but that's a conversation y'all ain't finna win. But I'm finna tell you right off the bat, man.
Let them know because they not finna win next.
Who?
I'm just saying, don't come for the ladies. The ladies was giving. They was giving what was supposed to be gave. Shout out to all the women that was at the VMAs. I watched most of it, and then what I didn't watch, I caught like a lot of like outside clips and stuff. But you know, not even to like be on the gossip tip. I'm just like, it looks so good and it feels so good to see so many women in so many different categories. Doja Cat and Taylor Swift left with like so many. Taylor Swift, she damn near won like I think 7.
Yeah, shout out to Taylor. I love Taylor.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the girls on our cast, man. Y'all came out. Y'all were looking nice on stage. Yeah, man. Y'all were looking nice. I didn't get a chance to tell y'all that, but y'all were looking real nice, man.
Including you, D.
See, I wasn't going to go there. You went in a way. Now I wasn't going
to
go there.
I had to get you before you got me, dog.
But I wasn't going there, though. Hey, y'all, and the topic that we actually shared at the live show, we got more information on it. So we got a part two that you'll listen to it on our regular show. But before we get into that, man, what's going on in more entertainment and what's going on in the news? Nikiva?
I think Nikiva
dropped. Oh, Nikiva. Yeah, she dropped out quick. So, Kevin, you have anything else for entertainment? Mommy!
I don't know if y'all know this, but shout out to Sierra. She having another baby. I hope that her pregnancy go amazing. I love how happy she is. You feel me? Shout out to her. Shout out to Diddy last night, too. He got an award. And when I tell you, this man had every single last one of his kids there, performed with him, danced with him, rap with him, gave him the award.
Man, that's greatness.
That's greatness, you feel me? When your kids can see you be great. And when I tell you them kids happy, genuinely, them smiles on their face, shout out to Diddy, man.
And even just seeing they put, like, I think it's so dope, like, how going into, like, this new era of, like, hip-hop celebrating 50 years of hip-hop and just going on to the new stages. And, like, people are really ushering their kids in, like, behind them. Everybody from, like, Beyonce to Diddy, you know what I'm saying? Blue Ivy, she performing. You know, every chance she get with Beyonce on tour, and Diddy is making sure, even his twins who are in modeling, they was on the stage dancing with him. Lil P Diddy, you know, Lil Combs was out there doing his thing, and it just seemed like a great time. It was a lot of awards won, and as I was getting to, I think before I had to see so many women go home with so many awards and nominations into like this genre of hip hop and getting their flowers at these categories, and women are like, I'm here for that. I'm here for all of those things.
Me too.
What's up?
I mean, Sexy Red did kind of blow me, but I'm like, girl.
Don't come for Sexy. Don't do that.
No, I love Sexy. And I get it as a part of her look. I just thought she was on. And she did it, but I mean, it is what it is. What she do is what she do. Now. We did it was in the building too. On when she was, you know. No, like she got herself together. That was cool too.
Yeah, that was going on. Hey, anything y'all got? Anything else in news? Hey, y'all. Jordan had to jump off for a second, man. As y'all know, if y'all don't know, Jordan is a new father as of a baby, another baby girl.
Congrats.
So Jordan, you know, he had to be a parent, so he'll be back on soon. But guys, later on in the show, we're gonna play a little clips and parts from the show when Jordan get back on. Anybody have anything else they want to share? Or y'all want to go right into the
topic? Shout out to a lot of people that give you your flyers, man. Shout out for creating this show and giving me the opportunity to be on it with you, brother. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
He is the most, like, most humble team player. He don't have, like, takeover spirit. He really down for whatever, like, the cast is down for. And he really, like, give everybody room to be creative. So I definitely just, like Calvin said, want to give you your flowers for giving us this platform and being able to, like, help us work as a team and have this vision. Because shout out to the motherfucking fans. Like, y'all definitely tapped in with us and, you know, from TikTok to Facebook to everywhere, you know, from doing the groundwork, y'all really tapped in with us, and it was a good show. And if you missed it, don't miss the next one, because we ain't going to tell y'all what happened in the next one. You feel me?
Yeah, the next one going to even be bigger, even louder. And then another shout-out for Deanna. She does a lot of behind-the-scenes with our logos and all kind of stuff. So we got a great team, and it's just like I was telling Kevin. I want to say yesterday, me and Kevin was talking. It's a lot of cast. It's a lot of podcasts that started before us, and they're not as successful as we are. And I remember Jordan saying, "Hey, look, because we got a great team, we do have a great team." And just like on the show, the idea to spray some with Nikiva coming a part of the team, it made the team even better. You know what I'm saying? So, great job, y'all. I didn't get to say it at the show, but I do appreciate y'all. If it weren't for y'all, this show wouldn't be nothing.
Yes.
All right, so do y'all want to start the topic? I know Jordan dealing with his daughter right now, but we got a part two on the topic that we talked about in the at our live show. Our live show, we did talk about a writer wrote in saying that I'm gonna just give y'all a little rough draft of it. That he was with this person for 17 years. Him and his wife was together for 17 years. They've been married 3 years. Out of the 17-year relationship, they got a 10-year-old daughter, and he just found out that the daughter wasn't his. And now you got to listen to the show. You can go back and look at the show on Facebook, and you can listen to the whole story, but it's kind of like a rough draft of the story. But with that being said, we got some more information. That's why we said we're going to do a part two on our regular podcast. He got a letter yesterday. And he said that she want to separate right now. I know a lot of our listeners said that he should stay. He should try to be.
If she want to separate, though, like, I feel like that's on her. Like, you know what I'm saying? If she want to separate, you know, that's her prerogative. I don't feel like that man has got to be compelled to stay if she want to leave. But if they was trying to work it out, that's something different.
But it's another comment that she made when she said another comment that she made when she said she wanted to stay, that she wanted to break up. She'd be like, well, real man would leave me the house. Now, my opinion on that, and I'm going to go around and get y'all opinion. My opinion, when you say a real man would leave me the house, a real man would leave you a house if that was his child. Buy me out right now. I feel like she should buy him out.
Absolutely.
He should get half of everything because that's not his child. Now, as a real man, and my child used to stand in this house, okay, boom, I'll walk off and give my wife the house. But that's not your child.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I just feel like 10 years in, it's deep, though. You know what I'm saying? It's even deep to figure out after all these years I found out that it's not yours. And I think it's just, it's going to take one. I think, to be honest, it seemed like on some real shit.
Nikki, what'd you say? We lost you.
Is that, hey. Not acting some of that Wi-Fi when we was up there, dog.
You forgot to leave some Wi-Fi.
I said I spirited some of that Wi-Fi when we was up there, dog.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
Oh, I thought y'all was tripping on my Wi-Fi, man. I've been upgraded. Don't do me.
Nah, it's still the same, dog.
I'm going out, man. All right, fuck y'all. No, I'm just playing. But I hope y'all can hear me, you know, clearly or whatever like that. Am I clear right now?
For now,
go ahead and get it out.
My bad, I'm sorry y'all, but anyways, what I'm saying is I just think it's gonna take some mediation or some time. I think everybody reacting too fast in a situation. They need to just stop and think and figure out what's gonna be the best move for everybody, especially the child. You know, acting off impulse and emotion in this situation, at the end of the day, it ain't gonna do nothing but hurt, you know, the kid that's playing a part up in this. So I feel like they should maybe just slow down on their decision making so quickly. If they gotta separate for a minute, somebody gotta go stay with somebody or whatever, you know, have some mediation, like I said, like do that. But I think they moving like super fast, and like as far as the decision, the crib, like it was gonna work.
I really think that she's shocked that he's not responding. She probably thought he was gonna respond in a different manner,
right?
And he's being cool and he's laying about it, he's trying to work it out. So she probably, and then again, another flip side of this story. And hey, Nikki, you the only lady on here tonight. That could have been her first love. Now she find out that she had a baby with this cat. Now she probably trying to move back in with him.
I mean, and it could be that, you know what I'm saying? I do feel like she's super anxious to leave, and that's why I say, and she might be embarrassed. You know, she might be like, all right, I fucked up, I messed up, this is my time to depart ways from, like, this situation because I'm in the wrong. But I also think, like, they both kind of, and I ain't going to even say they both, because it don't seem like he's been making, like, too many different plays. It seems like she might be in her feelings and just feeling that guilty conscience. But I think, like, let's slow down, you know, even still, like, let's just slow down and see what the decision-making might be. Because first love or not, you've been with this man for umpteen years now. Y'all raised this kid together. That was your first love. It's like, that was years ago. You raised this kid with this man as your own, so who do you really love? At that point, it's like, she playing silly games, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I feel like they need to slow down to figure out what's gonna be best. Cause let's be real, a lot of people go through stuff, but a lot of people also get through stuff. You know what I'm saying? They could come back and after mediation and be like, all right, let's work this out. But you know, emotions are flying high. People mad, you know what I'm saying? And the reality is, when you embarrassed, you run and you tuck your tail. So I think right now she just tucking her tail, trying to see what she can do as quick as she can do to like get this situation situated. If you feel what I'm saying.
Nikki, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in her shoes. Do you, if the actual daddy say, hey, I don't want him seeing my daughter anymore, what would you do?
I'm not doing, if the actual daddy said that, man, at the end of the day, that's my mess I made as a grown woman to clean up. But what you still can't do after 10 years is come and dictate how my life finna be ran, or this child life finna be ran after this man has stepped up. Now, I'm not gonna downplay your new role as a father, because you definitely got leeway, and you definitely, you know, have a chance to build a bond with your daughter, but you don't decision make of what's gonna happen in our life, because our life has been established. And it's, and like I said, it's if I'm putting myself in her shoes, it'll be my mess up. You know what I'm saying? I messed up, I jacked up, and I gotta fix it. But at the same time, your part right now is just making sure that we get the particulars handled, and then after that, you know, everything else is coming after. But as for me and this man, or me and my husband, or me and my man of 10 to 15 years, however we decide to go through is going through, and then at that point, I need to let you start building a relationship with your child. You know what I'm saying? You and him are still not together, and I don't even really see a man saying and coming through and saying, I don't want him to see my child. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it should be a thank you. Because I didn't know, and you played daddy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really see any woman that's a real woman taking a stance and just, you know, letting somebody else come dictate what she do, especially if that's supposed to be her man. Because then at that point, you lack your morals as a woman and what you lay down and decide to do and who you lay down and decide to make a family with. So if you made a family with this man, although he ain't the father, he the baby's daddy anyway, and he definitely has some type of feeling that, you know, that matters. So yeah, we found out you the baby daddy, we gonna move forward. But I'm not playing it. If it was me, I'm not playing into them type of games, because I don't see her going to be back with that man after all these years. Because if that was the case would be flip-flop. She would have been with him. If that was her first love, they were so in love and all that. The baby being his wouldn't have changed nothing. After 10 years, they would have been together. They would have found their way back to each other already. I'm going to fix what I got going on. And if he don't want to be with me after finding out that ain't his child, then I got to suck it up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
Yeah, Kevin, I feel like that guy, if the guy says something like that, he don't have any rights to. He got the rights, but I don't feel like that'd be respectful for somebody that raised your child for 11 years.
Yeah, I don't see no real guy even, to be honest, even trying to jump the gun that fast, because you don't even got a relationship with this child yet. So let's build on us even getting cordial, getting acquainted, getting a relationship, and you getting to play that part. You on day one, get off the bat just to get to start making the decisions because you're the father. Yeah, you got rights, of course, to see your child, to be with your child. But as far as dictating the life I've already created, I'm going to clean that mess up. And me and you on the back end are going to get everything together as far as what we need to get together with this child. And then we're going to go step by step, which is why I definitely say, like, why are we playing off? Don't play off emotion here. It's a lot of emotions flying. Everybody in their emotions, ain't no rational decisions going to get married.
Right. But how do you take the emotion out of the equation?
Because it takes time. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take time. Everybody going to... She half emotions because she embarrassed. Her dude is half emotions because he embarrassed. He thought... And you know what I'm saying? That's a void. That's just like... Imagine being a mom and finding out 10 years later that your baby been switched at birth or some shit. Right. That don't take away the love that you got from this child that you just raised. But you really now... You intrigued about your child that you found it is yours, and how do you fit into that, and how do you fit into their life and their world? So everybody, I think, really need to just like take a step back to breathe, and then come together as one, as a unit, if that's what they decide to do. If the dude want to walk us away and say, "Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with this. This is my kid. I don't want to be with her no more, and I don't want to see this kid." He got every right to do that. But I don't see nobody that was a good, you know, a stand up good guy just detaching from the child like that, you know what I'm saying? So the way to take the emotion out of everything is just let everything play out in time. It took 10 years for the secret to come out. It might take half the time for it to get back to where it needs to be.
So even if you, hold on one second, okay? Even if you was a stepfather and you was in a child life for 15, 16 years, I still don't see a real man walking away and saying, "Hey,
exactly,
don't have anything to do with the child anymore."
Exactly.
Go ahead, Kev.
My thing is this. We got to think everybody, this grandmother, this grandfather, the aunties, the uncles, that thought that this was their niece.
Yeah.
It hurts so many people. Like, that's why people got to understand, when you make one decision,
yeah, it trickle down.
So many people around you.
It trickle down.
So when are we going to be like, okay, yeah, somebody hurt me and I'm going to try to get my kid back. But when we gonna say okay?
I'm gonna let y'all in on something, man. Okay. I didn't share with a lot of people, but I had a child that I found out earlier that wasn't mine, but that technically supposed to be my first child. You know what I'm saying? And I see what you're saying, Kevin. My parents, I told them that, hey, this is your first grandchild. We experienced the first grandchild thing, everything. Me being the first parent and everything. And come to find out that the child wasn't mine. To this day, I still have a relationship with that child. My family still have a relationship with that child. The child know her real father, but she still respect me as a father. But we all know the situation.
When did you find out?
I want to say she was 3-4. So think about four years going in. I can only imagine 11 years going in, but 4 years going in.
What made you get a test? If you don't mind.
Well, in the state that I was in, the Peach State, that state there, if you're not married, you have to have a DNA test when anyone take out child support on you, anything like that. So you take a DNA test, and they send you the percentage spike. And I remember, like it was yesterday, I got in the mail, and I called my father's mother, my grandmother, and I asked her about it, and her thing was, hey, look, don't tell nobody, tell that mail up that, hey, that's your child, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that was her way of saying, hey, look, hey, feed into is yours, but the truth had to come out at some point, because I didn't want it to keep going on. And like you say, if that lie keep going and going and going, at the end of the day, it's going to hurt the grandparents. It's going to hurt people when, I can only imagine if I waited 12 years and say, hey, look, you're not mine. Or something happened and I had to get blood and then she found out she wasn't mine. Like you say, the hurt is not only for the parents. It's the grandparents. It's the aunts. It's the cousins. You know,
right.
You thought you were part of this family. You know what I'm saying? And now, I gotta go meet a whole nother family. So it's deeper than what we think. It's just like a couple people said in the audience, you know what I'm saying? He should stay because he already developed a family and relationship with his people.
But I agree, but I sympathize with that man. I feel like he is definitely allotted though to take as much time as he needs to himself to get his to get his feelings in check, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a hard blow to take. And although we say, you know what I'm saying, like as a real man, he should do X, Y, Z, we can't really, indeed you can, because you've been through the situation, so you know the feeling, but you know what I'm saying? We got to make sure that we also think like, that man is deserved his time to be unsure about how he feel. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like a real big thing. Sometimes we, as people, we just get wrapped up in what we think people should do and what's right and what's wrong and what's not and all that. But we all human and we all got emotions that come out different ways. And that man, if he's been a good man, you know what I'm saying? He's entitled to just get his emotions together before he figure out exactly what he want to do. Because that's a messed up situation. And unfortunately, that's a situation that a lot of men go through in America, especially a lot of black men, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, really any man, that's a situation that men go through a lot. And sometimes that they look down upon when they don't decide to stay. But in either case, he has the right to go or he has the right to stay. But just feeding off the information that I get from this guy from listening to the listener letters, I think he might be like a stand-up dude and he just conflicted. You know, the flesh is weak, you know, sometimes. And you know what you want to do in your heart, but sometimes you just want to be like, oh, like F that shit. You know, I'm mad. I'm toe up on the inside. So I definitely agree and I support him, our listener, you know, in either way he decided to go. But I just say on all parts, you know what I'm saying, think about the child. And I think if the child is the most important thing in all aspects, from the granny to the aunties to the daddy to the biological daddy, that they'll work it out and they're gonna make sure it's a comfortable situation, you know what I'm saying, for the, if they're gonna make sure it's a comfortable transition, a smooth transition for the child. Because imagine, even as a kid, I sympathize with the kid too, imagine being ripped away from everybody that you think, and then imagine the embarrassment that come with that when you think you're a part of a family and now you biologically you're not. So
and my thing, my thing is like 11 years. It's just like 11 year relationship. Me and Amber together like 13 years. I can't, if me and Amber decide to split today, I'm always gonna have love there. There's no way in the world I can say and be 100% be honest and say, hey, look, I don't love her anymore. Because you don't fall out of love like that. You know what I'm saying? So 11 years, that's a lot of time for family members. His relationship with that girl.
I think if they real folks too, they not gonna like abandon the shorty. I think they gonna really like maybe rally for the shorty in this situation. But I just think like Calvin said, everybody emotions will be high right now. So my only advice, because I haven't been in the situation, I don't want to be like, you know, giving advice and I ain't been in the situation. But my only advice that I could think of, only thing I could fathom to bring up is like that everybody make sure that they making emotionally intelligent, rational decisions every step of the way, because we want to make sure that this kid is protected and that they don't feel abandoned, they don't feel left out, they don't feel like they unloved or they not a part of something or they getting pulled every which way, because that's really who's facing the emotional trauma too, you know what I'm saying? Like we got to make sure that, like I said, we always protect the children at all costs. But I'm hopeful that in this situation, everything going to play out right. They just kind of, like I said, going through the motions right now, not being rational, acting real quick off emotions and stuff like that. Because let's be real, like the house, that's the least of the problems. You know what I'm saying? People co-parenting in the house and ain't together for years before they figure it out. Not saying they got to do that. But, you know, if it come down to it, like, do what you got to do to make it a smooth transition and not a messy situation.
Absolutely.
And y'all know how we do it on this show, man. And I got to ask. You know, Jordan did say I circled up the point probably a little bit. So I'm going to go around, man. If you was in this situation, ask the auntie, Nikiva. Kevin, if you was in the situation as an uncle. And Jordan, if you was in the situation as an uncle. How would you sleep?
Let me start. So... I actually was in a situation, D. I told you, I don't know if you remember, but my brother doing 10 years in prison. And the young lady that he was messing with, she always told us that it was a possibility that it wasn't my brother, okay? My brother been gone for 7 years. We got a DNA test last year. And when I tell you, that was the hardest thing in my entire life I had to do is watch my mother cry for months. Because she grew a bond with this little boy for 5.5 years. And come to find out, it's not her grandchild. But my mom still take care of him like he is, you know.
Yeah,
but for months, I watched my mother be depressed because she thought she had a grandchild, you know, to make up for the time that my brother is gone. So... In that situation, I still love my nephew. That's still my nephew. You know what I'm saying? I watched this little boy walk and talk. I watched him go through a lot of stuff. I didn't watch him be sick. I didn't watch him get his diaper changed. I didn't watch him grow into the amazing young boy that he is to this day. But to find out that he's not my nephew biologically, it hurt.
It hurt
me way more because of the pain that my mother went through.
I feel you, Calvin. I just think for me as an auntie, if that's what we're speaking of, if I was in that situation, my love not changing. I'm with that with kind of anybody in my life, though, for real. Like, I got folks that I don't mess with, I don't deal with to this day, but that don't mean I don't love and I don't care for them, and they ain't gonna see my face in any time of trouble or hardship or if they need me. And especially like a kid, you know what I'm saying? I feel like If the love is really well, you know, kids are innocent. It's no reason for me to turn my back on, you know, no kid. Like, if I was auntie then, I'm still auntie now. Even if I ain't your biological auntie, you know what I'm saying? If you could depend on me then, just because, like, something come around and say, all right, this ain't really what it, you know, this ain't really what it is, I think that's, like, so, like, fake and almost, like, fake love for you to just turn your back and walk out on somebody. Because, like, it's like, did you love the flesh or did you love the person? You know what I'm saying? That's how I kind of feel about that. So I never turn my back. You know, I got these.
It's the Wi-Fi.
You know, they gonna change that. They ain't gonna say that your feelings won't be hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, we experienced that this weekend also, the in and out with the Wi-Fi. John, what's your opinion?
I just jumped in for a second. But I heard we talk about being an auntie or uncle in a situation where, like, a kid in the family not yours. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
I'm not heartless as much as, you know, I be talking about it. But I'm not going to go through a whole bunch of drama to spend no time with no kid that ain't biologically related to me neither. So it really just depends on the amount of conflict I got to go through to spend time with that kid or that child. Because, bruh, if I got to deal with drama and deal with beef and deal with arguments and all that kind of hostility, nah, you could count me out. I'm not doing that. Especially not over nobody that's not biologically my kin. And I mean, like I said, for me, the accountability standpoint, somebody got to be accountable that this happened, man. You feel me? Like, I'm not finna sit up here and sugarcoat it and sweet talk it. Yeah, the child is innocent and they ain't deserve that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's on the parents. That's the your parenting is a genuine reflection of how your kids gonna turn out. No matter what.
So you think so, Jordan?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. I don't agree with you on that piece. Because I have 8 siblings and we have all 8 different personalities, and we all was always taught right from wrong. But my parents always let us make our own decisions. So even if that's a good decision or a bad decision, my parents made sure that we stood on what we did when we did it and be a man or a lady about it whenever you did anything. So I don't believe when they say, oh, it's all about the parenting. No, because guess what? You're going to do whatever the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Your parents can scream at you, yell at you, put your own punishment, take your phone, give you a whooping. But it's not going to change who you is on the inside unless you look in that mirror and say, okay, what I'm going to do to be a better person. So I don't agree with that.
Nah, what I'm saying to you is, yeah, it's your parents' job to let you grow into be the own person that you're going to be. But if they don't tell you about the repercussions of the decisions that you make, then, I mean, like I said, that's a direct correlation to parenting. Yeah, I could let my son or daughter go out and run the streets 8 o'clock until 1 a.m. because that's what they want to do. But at that point, I also got to tell them, yo, it's probably not too much going on out there in the streets, and it's probably just going to be trouble. You're going to get caught up in something you don't need to be. You know what I'm saying? Situations like that. I get what you're saying. Like giving a child like they free will and whatnot. I'm not taking that away from nobody. You also got to explain like, yo, this could potentially be the repercussions for that. Like, yeah, you could run from the police in your car, but once they catch you, that might be your ass.
That's true. Maybe I said it wrong. Okay, my parents always told us right from wrong, but they gonna tell you today back in blue. But my brothers made their own decisions.
They tell you the repercussions behind the wrong stuff that you're doing.
Absolutely. 100%. But guess what? At the end of the day, you're going to do whatever the fuck you want to do. And I've seen it multiple times. I've seen my mom and daddy cry after time. I seen them go to teacher conference. I seen them going down to make sure that they in the house. I seen all that. But at the end of the day, we are all human, and we're going to make our own decisions. No matter if you have a preacher as a daddy, you have a dope boy as a daddy, you have what people say simp, but I don't think it as a simp, as a real man as a daddy. It doesn't matter. You're going to make your own decisions at the end of the day. I don't put it on the parents. I put it on their kid.
But the kid don't know nothing until they grow up. So, like, think about decisions from the age of, like, maybe 2 to 5. Like, we all know toddlers is pretty bad, you know what I'm saying? They gonna do whatever they gonna do, regardless whether you tell them or not, tell them. But what I'm saying to you is, like for example, 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, it was a watermelon sitting on the shelf in my kitchen, and my daughter tried to pick it up and fell over the watermelon, fell on the floor. It didn't bust open, but, you know, now my daughter in the kitchen crying. You know what I'm saying? Now she upset. So it's my job to tell, like, yo, don't pick up stuff from off of this shelf, because that's going to lead to you getting hurt. Nah, I agree with you. If she listens, she listens. Cool. But it's also on my part to make sure to move the watermelon or move the things on those shelves, or make sure she can't get in that area so she don't get hurt. That's my responsibility as a parent. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? The same thing is like putting outlet covers up for kids or putting cabinet closers up for kids. Yeah, you can't stop them from doing what they want to do, but you can like mediate or put obstacles in their way for their better interest so they don't get hurt.
And that's Kevin, I think what Jordan is saying, most kids, like daughters, sons, they kind of imitate their fathers or their mothers, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like me, for an example, you know what I'm saying? I imitate my father, you know what I'm saying? I make sure I go to work, I make sure I take care of home, XYZ. So a lot of the attitudes and stuff that kids build growing up, it comes from their parents. Now, hey, this new age and time, we got the internet. We got the internet, and we got...
Yeah, you got celebrities, you know, you got...
So now it is kind of like a little different, you know what I'm saying? Because the parent ain't fully got control of the child, you know what I'm saying? Because they go in their room and they're playing on their phone, playing on their tablets or the computers, they're looking at the internet. So, but the average woman, the average girl, the average boy try to follow that role of their parents. It don't always turn out like that. I'm gonna be honest with you, it don't always turn out like that. Some parents look back and be like, hell, hey, I didn't teach you like that. I didn't teach you to do this. I didn't teach you to do X, Y, Z, but you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I get what both of y'all saying.
And then too, like think about it like this. And you know what I'm saying, just from a parenting perspective, like I ain't gonna always be able to protect my daughter from certain things in the world. But while she's young, I can try to make an influence on her that'll hopefully last until she get older. But one of the things that we do got to start telling kids, because some adults ain't even figured out that social media not real. Like, social media is a facade, bro. One thing that you got to tell these kids, bro, these people who these celebrities and stuff like that, like, it's okay to like they music, I guess, or like they artistry or whatever. But understand the things that they are doing and they are promoting, they are not really doing that in their actual life. They're promoting that to people to make money, bro. That's part of their job. Just like how a police officer go to work, just how a fireman go to work, just how a school teacher go to work, that's their job to make money. You feel me? And people get caught up in the fact of thinking like, oh, if I just be like them, I can make millions. If I just be a rapper, I could be a millionaire. I could buy a nice house and fancy clothes and fancy clothes. And then to double down on that, you got to teach your kids about not being materialistic, bro. Because a lot of people do a lot of things for money, and that ain't necessarily how you want to end up. Because if money could buy you and you'll do anything for some money, bro, you'll find yourself doing some things that you're going to regret. And I ain't going to, you know, make no rude mentions, but, you know, stuff like OnlyFans.
Couple things for Peter Chang.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, parenting is to me, it's more than half the battle. But you also got those outside influences like celebrities, the internet, Instagram, social media, TV shows, everything in between that's going to have an effect on your kids. But, you know what I'm saying? It's my job to tell my daughter, look, Spider-Man not real. Or the Incredible Hulk not real. Iron Man is not real. These are fictional characters. You know what I'm saying? That way my daughter ain't trying to jump off a building or something trying to pretend to be Catwoman.
You said what?
I said that way my daughter ain't trying to jump off a building trying to be Catwoman or something like that.
I thought you said Calvin, dog. I said,
Yeah, you funny. But yeah, bro, I think a lot of that is part of parenting, bro. Like, listen, yeah, it's cool for you to enjoy these things while you're young, but understand that this is where it's going to end up at. And then the same thing for dope dealing, drug dealing, same thing. Same thing for stealing cars and hanging out and breaking into people's houses. Yeah, you could do those things, but understand you're probably going to have a shorter life expectancy. Or you're going to have a shorter time being free walking on these streets. That's just the name of the game.
Damn.
That's just the name of the game for real.
Hey, so Joe, do you have any of them clips from this weekend?
Oh yeah, man. You know I got them, but you know I'm actually on my phone. I might not be able to play them. I had to sneak out of my house, man, because my old lady got home. But my daughter, she's still, you know, loud as she want to be because it's in my house. But yeah, I got the clips on my phone. I don't know if I play them if y'all.
But what we can tell them where to find them, man. You go to our Facebook page, the D Starch Facebook page. You can listen to the whole show. We got a couple clips that we have been sending one another. That's on the Facebook page also, and you can pick it out. And then we may just play some of the clips on our next show. But if you want to listen to them clips now, you can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, I really missed out on a good show if you didn't come, man.
Yeah, man. I know, Jordan, you was dealing with your daughter, man. But once again, man, good job. Thank you, man, for actually making sure we stayed in line and making sure we had a successful event.
Yeah, man. I try to do the best I can. It, it took a lot of planning, a lot of putting stuff together, a lot of moving pieces, but we killed it as a team at the end of the day, man. We did our thing. Yeah.
But we got one of the best teams, man. We got one of the best teams out there, man. Hey, it's a brother sisterhood, you know what I'm saying? And we all been knowing each other about 2 years. Nikki was the newest to the team, man, but you won't even know it unless we told you. Because we all kind of bun and come together. The next spot will be Cincinnati, Ohio. We actually getting that together as we speak. I sent Jordan some locations today. When he come out, we're going to look at some places, and we're going to agree on the places, but we're going to start selling tickets a whole lot earlier. I promise you, if you missed this one, go back and look at it on the first Facebook page, but you missed a great show. You missed a great show. The show was dope.
Yeah, listen, man, I ain't going to lie. We already got people just trying to book us, man.
Yep.
It, might be going people on tour real soon.
For real. So, man, great show, man. Hey, like I said, man, also we did this show right here. We probably going to be taking a couple weeks off. Like I told y'all earlier in the beginning of the show, Jordan is a new father once again. We're going to take a couple weeks off and may come back, you know, with our season 3, because it is season 2. Right now, and we've been doing a lot of episodes in season 2. So season 3 will be coming up next. We're going to be taking off about 3 or 4 weeks. And we're going to come back with some new material. We always keep you updated. We'll make commercials here now, letting you know about the Cincinnati location when we're setting up there. But it only get better from here, man. Only get better from here.
Man, I'm telling you, it's definitely going up from here. Hey, a matter of fact, D, while we on, I don't know what happened to Calvin and Akiva, but while we on, so the listeners could hear. I agree with what you said earlier, man, being half-dressed and half-naked and stuff like that, because that's the type of influence. And I'm only addressing the shorties right now because I don't know what the dudes had on, but if they was half-naked too, I'd tell them that ain't it. But that's the influence that we got for our daughters, man.
Right.
100%. And, you know, people try to blur the lines between, well, you know, woman empowerment, this, that, and the third, but I really don't want my daughter dressing like that.
And I'm kind of glad. Go ahead. I'm kind of glad. I didn't cut you off, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't want no dudes lusting after my daughter like that. You feel me? Because that's all it is.
Yep. And I'm kind of glad it's just me and you right now because we would have a lot of argument about just about what you just said and what I'm about to say. You know what I'm saying? If we allow our daughters and young ladies to dress like they're dressing, imagine now. When they go out in public and somebody, you know, at the end of the day, a dirty old, nasty old man shouldn't be looking at a young girl, but it happens. But if I make sure she got on clothes when she go out, who's to say he may not look that way? But if she's dressing half naked, he think that's an invite. That's all I'm saying. So he thinking it's an invite. And yeah, you can dress like you want. You can dress like you want to dress, but the stuff that you, how you dressing half naked, that's an invite. Hey, look, I almost got my clothes off already. Come get it. I'm showing it to you. I'm showing it to you. You see what I'm saying? Hey, I'm showing it to you already. Come get it.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying, bro. It's a joke on the internet, and it's about nurses who wear tight scrubs. And I'm like, I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's crazy. Because if you look back probably 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, nurses did not have on the scrubs that nurses got on today, bro. If you look at the hospital pictures, yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. If you look at the pictures, bro, the amount of attention that shorties be getting because they got on tight scrubs is kind of ridiculous. It's really kind of wild. And to me, like, why do you need tight scrubs on at your job? Like, I'm not saying that they gotta be super duper loose, because that ain't good either, but just like regular clothing, like regular. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, it's
crazy, but you know, Calvin, why you jumped off, we was talking about, you know, what D said earlier about shorties being half naked, and I was pointing out, like, that's an influence on our daughters.
It really is.
You feel me? Like, that's a direct influence on some of our daughters. So if they like, oh, well, you know, if the celebrities could dress like that and I want to be like them, then I could dress like that. That's crazy.
But see, what's crazy like, is this. The parents is giving them the money to buy the shit. That's what's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
Now, the parents letting them leave the house dressed like that. That's what crazy.
Yeah, that's wild, too.
My thing is this. You got to buy it. You got to give them the money to buy it. If you never buy it in the first place, you won't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah. That is true, because I mean, bro, you gotta draw a line somewhere, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta draw a line somewhere, and I'm not saying that you gotta control and police everything that women do, but understand that if you want somebody to take you serious a lot of the time, you have to look serious. You know what I'm saying? How would you feel if you was in a courtroom and the lawyer had on a bikini? You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, bro. Like, even if she is a good lawyer, even if she's the best lawyer, nobody finna take her serious because of this fit. Like, what's wrong with that? I don't understand. I don't get it, bro. But it's another topic for another day, because we'll be on that forever.
Hey, it's lucky it's just us right now, because, boy, hey, I know one of our co-hosts for the real is all right.
I'm telling you, back and forth.
For real. But ladies, what we trying to say, man, hey, dressing like that, hey, that you have the right to put on anything that you want to put on, but the invite. I'm just showing this the invite. You know what I'm saying? Come on, that's the invite. I'm going to put it like this here. If you let your kids eat all over the house, you inviting roaches. You know what I'm saying? It's an invite.
Yeah. I do you one better, bro. Just take it out of the dress. If you let your kids get overweight as kids, don't get mad when they got problems when they get older.
Yeah.
Let's be real, bro. You got kids running around overweight, got diabetes at the age of 10. You know what I'm saying? Diabetics. Make it make sense. Or if you don't help your kids with your homework, with their homework, and now they don't know how to read, how they gonna know how to read when they get older? Like right. Parenting ain't hard, bro. Life ain't really difficult. But because you don't do it, you see the repercussions in the future generations. Like, think about 10 years from now. Or 20 years down the line, we still gonna need doctors, we still gonna need lawyers, you know what I'm saying? We still gonna need people to fill these roles as other people come out of them. So it's just like...
Go ahead, George, but I'm glad you said that. And with both guys on the show, you walk in the doctor office, and a doctor got on with Mary J. Blige had on last night. How do you react? Did you really take us serious as a doctor?
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, the president of the United States, a woman said, hey, come on, we got a woman for president of the United States. She walk out with a miniskirt, damn near to her damn belly button.
Come on, man. You're right, D, bro. These type of events should have dress codes, and it's kind of despicable that they don't.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous, man, how we, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of females have that attitude, oh, we should be able to wear what you want, but not having your ass out. In some countries, man, you can't even show your damn face. You know what I'm saying? Come on. And now y'all want to show your ass. It's an invite. My thing is, how I'm actually want to get to know a woman, and y'all done showed me what I'm trying to get.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I ain't even got to work for it, because y'all done showed it to me.
But you know what? You right, D. My bad. I ain't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. You good.
You know what's crazy to me, though, bro? And I know y'all can agree with me on this. It's crazy the amount of attention that women want just to curve all the dudes that try to talk to them.
But you know what?
That's mind blowing.
I feel what you're saying, but you know what though? And women, I hope you're listening to this. Dressing like that is not going to find you a real man. it's gonna find you. It's gonna find you some dick. I'm just be honest with you. I know we're trying to switch the language. That's all they're gonna find you. That's all they're gonna find you. They're gonna find you happiness for the time being. It ain't gonna find because a real man don't want his woman with her ass out. Bottom line.
They ain't lying.
Bottom line. Come on now. Come on, Jordan. Hey, we all got ladies on the show, man. And we all was together this weekend. All lady walk in half naked, man. What you finna say? Hey, hold up.
Record scratch. Stop.
Hey, it stopped right now. Hey, what do you got on?
All right. I need a brief intermission real quick. I will be right back.
Hey, y'all keep going. I'll be right back. Come on. I may not be back, goddamn. Come on now.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
But, you know, our women came out and they represented us. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is you can't get mad and the defining simp, those that came to the live show, hey, look, y'all didn't give us a chance to define simp. Simp is, hey, look, I let my woman left the house half-ass naked. And now I'm upset. Going back to Kiki, boyfriend, you allow her to be half-ass naked. Naked on Facebook. And now you upset because Usher chose? Come on now. Usher being a man.
You know what, bro? How the game go? Like it's a losing battle, and it's only a losing battle because it's most shorties that rather... like it's most shorties that really feel like they being oppressed by dudes. Like, oh, like we being oppressed. And it's crazy because it's like, yo, you know how much dudes do for women, bro? It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything in the world is set up convenient for dudes, convenient for women and children first, all the time.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, we're not getting on you. We're not bashing you. We're just saying we got to do better, man. Because you got to think about it. And like Jordan, like you were saying, your little daughter, your daughter, watching her mother. Hey, same thing to guys. Your son watching their dad. Exactly. So you gotta change your activities. Because now you walk around. Now you wonder why your little boy got on tight pants because you wore tight pants.
What?
Come on now.
Exactly. All you need to know is Cardi B don't want her daughter listening to her music and Carisha don't want her daughter to be a city girl.
That's all you need to know right there. It's all entertainment. And that's where we got to get the point out. It's entertainment. We got to separate entertainment from real life. If we can't separate entertainment from real life, man, we ain't going nowhere.
We doomed, or is it?
Because, hey, we got to think about it. We got to plan for the next future. Because really, man, think about it. How serious can you take somebody running for president with a short dress on? She don't get the votes. She only gonna get the votes because you like how she dressed, and she don't get the votes more from a man. Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We gotta stop that some more, you know? And we got a lot of females out there, oh, we should better dress like we want to. Put on some damn clothes. That's the bottom line. I'm gonna say it. Put on some damn clothes.
Well, you ain't lying. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that point because I know I told y'all earlier y'all was fighting the losing battle. Because you is, bro. You know what I'm saying? The women going to feel how they feel, and they feel like dudes just being oppressive if we try to tell them, you know what I'm saying, dress up and be nice.
You know, the only way, remind me to cut y'all, Joe, but the only way we're going to get that set up, we're going to have to get two types of females on the show, or probably at the live show, and to discuss why you shouldn't do XYZ. Because a man saying it, it's the issue.
Yeah, but you know, as soon as the shorties agree with the man, they call him a pick Nisha.
You stupid.
For real, bro, for real. As soon as the shorties be like, well, nah, I agree with the man on this one, they call him a pick Nisha. Crazy.
Just the world and time that we live in, man.
You know what else too I wanted to touch on that we ain't touched on, and I'm glad we on. Calvin, I don't know if you still on, but bro, did y'all hear about, it's a It's a drug that a man is taking so that he can naturally breastfeed a baby while he's a biological man. And the drug that is coming through the breast milk from the man to the baby, I believe it's actually causing brain damage.
Wow.
Or some type of ailment to the baby, bro. Like, look, bro, look it up, bro. The world that we living in is really starting to scare me, bro. It's strange.
We're living in the last days, bro.
Because why?
And y'all joke about Jehovah's Witness. They've been telling y'all we're living in them last days.
Bro, it's that's crazy. That's crazy to me. A dude who is a biological man, supposedly a woman, is breastfeeding a baby off of this drug that they made, and the government not stopping them, the FDA not stopping them, nobody's stopping them because that's what they want to do. Nobody wants to be the person to be like, no, bro, you a dude. You're not finna breastfeed no baby. This is how nature works, bro. But it's of detriment to the baby, and nobody is saying anything.
That's
bullshit. Boy, look at here. Yeah, man. Hey, man, be me. But nah, we ain't gonna even go there.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Look it up. Look it up, and we could talk about it some more on another show. But to me, that's just disheartening because the kid is gonna grow up at a disadvantage just because their parents had something to prove that could be done. And it basically the whole men versus women, like, men could do anything that women could do, or women could do anything that men could do. Nah, bro, that's why bodies is engineered differently. That's exactly why. If men was meant to do it, they would have the organs to do it. We don't.
Right.
That's some shit.
That's crazy, man. They're trying to play God, man. When man trying to play God, it ain't gonna work out. You know, we ain't finna go all into the Holy Ghost, but if you read your Bible, man can't play God. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna work. He will really, like he did before, he flooded the earth. Before that happened, you know what I'm saying? He's not gonna allow that to happen. Y'all, they out there playing God. Now they already trying to clone people.
Yeah, bro.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Ain't gonna lie. We definitely need to have a discussion on it. But, you know, I'm gonna send y'all the article. I'm gonna put it in the chat, bro, because it's sick, bro. It's sick.
Yeah, that's sick. Why would a grown ass man want a woman sucking on his nipple? Well, what? Not a woman, but a child sucking on his nipple.
But I don't know, bro. The whole, you know, able to be a different gender, able to change this, able to change that. And I ain't finna get too deep into it before we get canceled. But
yeah, we gotta tread lightly.
Yeah, but I'm okay with having an opinion to say that I don't agree with that. You feel me? Just like they okay with having an opinion to say that they do agree with that. Like, God gave you free will, that's your business, but I think it's wrong. You feel me? That's just
my biggest thing is when people try to throw shit on you. You know what I'm saying? Don't, hey. Right now, I'm saying, even if you look at cartoons, look at TVs, and like I said, we're not going to go deep into it, but you got the cartoons, you got TV shows, internet. They're advertising it. They're putting it on you. And that's not right. You know what I'm saying? Let me be able to raise my child like I want to raise my child. Don't put that out there like that. You almost need a button where you can turn off the internet. You know what I'm saying? Or have a block piece. Hey, you can't Google this. It's the only thing you can Google if you're going to be on the tablet, you know, because it's getting crazy, man.
Yeah,
it's getting crazy, man. And it ain't getting no better. But, hey, guys, like we said, we've been on almost a little hour right now. But we had a great time. Gary and Dan, we had a great time. Once again, thanks, Daryl, for letting us come out using your spot. Enjoy myself. Enjoy the fans that came out. Enjoy all the crowd participation. We had a great time. If you missed it, you can watch it on Facebook Live, on our Facebook page. But I recommend, if you didn't come to this show, please come out to Cincinnati when we post the dates. Because, hey, you're going to love it. We're going to give you a good show. Yeah, you have anything that you want to add? Go ahead, George.
Nah, bro, I was just finna say, bro, the next live show is finna be it, but y'all don't even know it yet, but it's finna be it.
And this one right here, Cincinnati, hey, we said it in Gary, but Cincinnati, hey, get your tickets early. Get your tickets early because, hey, this one right here, it's gonna be ooh-wee. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be, hey, a lot of people, if you're watching the Facebook Live, you saw what you missed. You know what I'm saying? We had great prizes that we gave away, man. Should we probably had over 800 stuff on the stage? If that, you know what I'm saying? But we gave away TVs, fire pits, Bluetooth speakers, all kind of stuff. And we gave away gift cards and everything. So guys, come out to the next show.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, let's check us out. DeeStarksShow@gmail.com. DeeStarksShow@gmail.com. Write us in. We got the link tree up. It's on the Facebook page. Go check out the Facebook page. Like the content if you like our content. Check out our live show. I believe we got the clips on there too. So check out the clips of the live show too if you don't got time to watch the whole thing. We do got a couple clips up there. We got some pictures. I'm working with the photographer to get the pictures developed, man. So we got those. We'll post them on the Facebook. But yeah, we really trying to do something with this show, man. We trying to address topics that need to be addressed because, you know, people don't talk about them. People scared to talk about them, but, you know, we going to go there. And if you got a topic, feel free to write in, send us an email because we will discuss it. We got some updates on one of the topics that we had at the live show. We still getting updates on that particular topic where you know, a gentleman found out that the kid wasn't here. So we still getting updates on that. We'll keep updating the listeners as we get the content in. But, man, we need all the support we can get. Also, I believe we got the site link post for our donation page and our booking website. If we don't have it post, we'll definitely post it on the Facebook and on the link tree. So if you do want to check us out, if you want to book us for a show, if you know some people who want us to come out, let us know, man, and we'll let you know what we can do for you.
Yep, most definitely. And, guys, going back watching this on live, man, I'm finna do like Nikiva. I'm finna get in the gym, man. Hey, but, hey, I can afford to lose a couple pounds. But, hey, looking at yourself live is like, oh, man, come on. But hey, when we come to – go ahead, Kev. I'm going to give you a shot. Go ahead, man. Go and shoot your bullet. Go ahead.
Nah, you good, sis.
I thought he was finna say how they called you Corey Holcomb on the show, but
oh, they did that, man.
That nigga Forrest Whitaker.
Oh. Hey, Daryl did have a lot of jokes, man. He did. He had a lot of jokes.
He wasn't funny, though.
Yeah, shout out
to you, stupid.
Hey, but wait, hey, going back and forth, that was too funny, but
yeah, back and forth. Didn't he call you a Jehovah's Witness, George?
Yeah, he said I was dressed up like a Jehovah's Witness. Hey, well, no disrespect to them people, because I was clean too, man.
Hey, it's funny though, because you had the little top. You know how they wear the bias, had the bias in a little white.
Hey, sure and lightly.
You know all right.
Hey, we done with that one. man.
But yeah, man, that's all I got.
All right, man. And then, hey, once again, man, I want to give a shout out, man. She ain't a part of the show, but she's my spouse. Great job for helping us out. She came through. Give a shout out to Amber.
Definitely shout out to Amber. She was manning the dough. She was taking tickets. She was selling raffle tickets. She was doing all of that, man.
Yeah, so great job for that. If y'all don't have anything else, man, I'm going to close out. What's going on? Kevin, you have anything?
No, ma'am.
All right, Joy, go ahead and close us out, man.
Hey, man, listen, bro. Like I said, y'all know where to check us out, man. We appreciate all the support. Like I said, write in, listen to letters. We talk about topics on the show. And, you know, we definitely want y'all to come out to the next live show. We're going to continue doing them at a city near you. The next one will be in Cincinnati, like we said. And then I already got another listener. I got a new listener. We got the futon from her. She asked when we was going to be out in Chicago. So Chicago, man, we're gonna plan something for y'all too in the future. We
got fuck, I ain't finna keep getting coming up there getting sick.
Hey, I've got to tell you that, Jordan, man. Hey, I've been fighting the cold too, man. Hey, but Chicago, one thing, you know, it won't be the winter time when we go. I can't, yeah, man. No. It won't be winter time when we go to Chicago.
Nah, I understand that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even like going over there in the wintertime. I don't. And I'm from up here. So, man, there's been another episode of the D-Stock Show, baby.
And we out.
We out.